Ian Schulz. Well, it looks like the worst of Hurricane Irene is behind us, as hurricanes go these days. It was kind of a dud, apparently. At least that's what some people think. Wes Pruden, conservative columnist, wrote, quote, "The president knew Katrina. Katrina was a distant acquaintance of his. And Irene was no Katrina. Irene was only the little girl who could have been so bad she was horrid, only she wasn't. Bad luck continues," unquote. The bad luck being that President Obama, in Wes Pruden's opinion, was guilty of a bit of posturing in his handling of the hurricane. And the media, of course, overblew the threat because of the evacuations, Pruden wrote, quote, "A marketing analyst at America's Research Group, noting that merchants were counting on the weekend's receipts to account for 10% of back-to-school shopping, called the losses catastrophic. Hotels and restaurants were counting on the last weekend of August for billions of dollars of revenue." No one had the numbers for how much of that should be counted against the weather and how much against the various mongers of fear and hysteria, unquote. So, once again, reading between the lines, it's all Obama's fault. If he promised a megastorm of biblical proportions, he disappointed. If he was exaggerating the threat for better poll numbers, he disappointed. And we let a mere hurricane stand in the way of a free marketplace. Unless we forget, however, 40 people did die in this storm, and Vermont is still being hammered, as I write. Just a week before, Wes Pruden wrote a column about how disappointing the East Coast earthquake had been, and how wussy we have become as a nation in the face of natural disasters. He wrote, quote, "We've become the infantile society, eager only to be coddled, burped, and entertained with noise masquerading as music, and nicks and bruises as deep cuts and real wounds. President Obama, who finally had a credible excuse for missing a putt when the tumbler shook the green on the ninth hole at a golf course on Martha's Vineyard, must now include in his new stimulus an appropriation for thousands of new therapists and counselors," unquote. Well, I won't quarrel with this depiction of America as infantile, but I would suggest that screaming, crying, well, inappropriate responses to behavior on, say, the Jersey Shore, are entirely appropriate in the face of natural disasters. Despite the forelock-tucking calm suggested by Wes Pruden's columns, I suspect that if there was a tornado watch in Kansas and Wes Pruden was living there, he'd soon be cowering in the root cellar like any other sensible person. I'm sure the tornado might not hit. Maybe it'll turn into a refreshing summer storm. But do you really want to stand in the middle of the street to find out? Me, I'd rather be wrong than dead. I gotta go.